Hey, good morning. Sorry, I was just taking a little nap. I'd been working hard and I got tired and I decided I needed a little rest. You know, I'd labored. Well, I hadn't had a baby, I'd worked hard. But this weekend is Labor Day weekend, and so it got me to thinking about the derivation of Labor Day here in the U.S. and really, it's a celebration of hard work and the results of our hard work as Americans, and kind of a chance to take a breath, to relax a little. Anyway, I got right into it. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, and yeah, I'm a little discombobulated. I'm always that way when I wake up, but so. Bear with me. Labor Day weekend, a chance to take a break amidst our work and reflect upon that which we've accomplished. It makes me think about the seventh day in the creation account where where God rested. And he looked at all that he had created and said, it's good, it's very good, and then rested. And we too have been encouraged to once a week to rest, to enjoy a Sabbath, to pause. And I think that's what Labor Day reminds us, or should be reminding us, to do. Sure, there's all sorts of rules about white belts and shoes and the end of summer and yada, yada, yada. Maybe barbecues or the end of barbecues, and we can begin to think of fall. And I mean, school's already been back in session, so it's not like it's a kickoff of the academic year exactly anymore. But for us as Christians here in the church, it can be a reminder that even in the secular world, there is a push, a desire, a reminder to rest. And for those of us who are Christians, who follow Jesus Christ, we see plenty of reminders where Jesus retreated to rest, where he retreated to pray, where he retreated and got away from the disciples and from the crowds and took some Sabbath, some personal time. On a three-day weekend, oftentimes we plan to do bigger things because it's a longer weekend, and we don't rest. But I think rest may be just what we need. A chance to pause, to reflect upon all that has transpired. As I think about work and the results of work and that, and I think of God resting at the conclusion of creation and Jesus withdrawing to rest and a focus on what we produce, then I'm also reminded that in our relationship with God, it's not about what we've produced. It's not about earning God's favor or God's love. It's about grace and God loving us just because. Sometimes I think we can push ourselves to try to do more, to be more, to become more. And the reality is God loves us just the way we are, just because we are. Sure. Once we accept that, once we receive that love, we're transformed and we do things different than we did before. But we don't do them to earn God's love. We do them because we are loved by God. Maybe that's something during this three-day weekend that's coming up you can reflect upon as you're taking some time for yourself. Think about how much God loves you just because you're you, not because of anything that you've done to earn that love. Well, I got some napping to do, and maybe you do too. And it's been great spending a little bit of time with you together today. And I look forward to seeing you next week for another Hump Day Hallelujah. And who knows, maybe even seeing you in church. Take care.